In the Gospels, there are few words that bless me, few words that comfort me, few words that give me as much joy and peace of mind as these words. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. It's an image of God that, my brothers and sisters, quite frankly, we don't hear enough of. This image of God as the good shepherd who lays down his life for his sheep. We are so frequently used to hearing about God the judge, God the magistrate, God the king and ruler, God who lays down the law and executes justice and retribution for sin, God who establishes all that is and demands righteousness. We're used to hearing about God the creator, about God the rule maker, that we sometimes don't hear enough of God the good shepherd. God who shepherds us and protects us and nourishes us and teaches us and leads us and cares for us. God who comes to us to call us to him, not out of terror, but out of love and care and nurture. There is a place for the God, the creator, the layer down of the law, the God whom we fear with a righteous fear, a God whom we revere with much reverence. But if we neglect the message of the Good Shepherd, if we neglect the message of the Son of God who came to lay down his life for us, we miss entirely the gospel message. And the gospel message is built upon one simple concept, that God so loved the world that the good shepherd came to lay down his life for you and me, for his sheep. I can think of no better image, no better example, no better manifestation of this love than in our mothers. There's a hymn that my mother loves. She pointed it out to me many years ago. It's not in our hymnal, unfortunately. Vanda knows it. Vanda's played it, I do believe. It's entitled The Love of God. I want to read just one verse and the chorus from this. Could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. O love of God, how rich and pure, how measureless and strong, it shall forevermore endure the saints' and angels' song. The love of God goes beyond our ability to comprehend, this song says. The love of God stretches beyond our ability to comprehend, to quantify, to communicate even, and yet our mothers are given the difficult task of communicating that love, of communicating the love of the good shepherd who gives himself for his sheep. Mothers are given the difficult task of giving themselves for their children. My grandfather, my mother's father, used to say that women are no closer to death than when they're giving birth. Their bones separate. Their bodies go through a metamorphosis that we men can't possibly imagine. In fact, I am convinced that women are far stronger than men because of the pain they go through in childbirth no man would accept. I love the story that Bill Cosby tells. I've got to tell it again. About his wife giving birth to their first child. They went to school studying how to have natural childbirth. That's what intellectuals did. And they learned how to do the proper breathing and to get the pattern and the rhythm down right.
And when it came time to give birth, they went in there, and he was saying, okay, dear, let's breathe, let's do it right, let's have this child the way we're supposed to have it. And she gets really angry, reaches out, and grabs his lower lip, and says, I want morphine! Carol Burnett, when asked what it like to give birth to a child, said it's like taking your bottom lip and pulling it up over your head. That's called pain, my brothers. And these dear ladies seated around us go through physical pain, through emotional pain, through spiritual pain, when they give birth and raise children. A pain that none of us can comprehend. And it's because of love. Because of love and because of the calling that each of them has. The love of the love of God, which, if you could write it on the scroll of the sky, the scroll of the sky couldn't contain it all. The love of God, how measureless and strong. Women, mothers, spiritual, physical, emotional, mothers are called to express that nurturing love of God. The love of God typified in the Good Shepherd. And spoken about in our opening hymn this morning. I don't know how many of you noticed it. I invite you to look on page 139. If you wish. Or just sit there and listen. Fourth verse. That's why I chose it to sing instead of second verse. Praise to the Lord who doth nourish thy life and restore thee, fitting thee well for the tasks that are ever before thee. Then to thy need God as a mother doth speed, spreading the wings of grace o'er thee. Wow. The nurturing, caring, fulfilling, protecting, empowering, enabling, and sanctifying love of God is typified in the love of our mothers. My brothers and sisters, even Ted, we all had mothers. We had a biological mother. We had a mother who raised us. We had a mother who cared for us. We had many mothers who expressed their love for us in many ways. And we should give thanks to God for the example that we have of His unmeasured love in our mothers. The love of the Good Shepherd. The love of Jesus Christ, who came and died for each of us. He laid down His life for us, just as our mothers have laid down their lives for us. They have given us an example of the love of God. The love of God, the love of the Good Shepherd, who lays down His life for you and me. A love that does not push us away. A love that will punish. Some of the worst spankings I got from my mother. I'll never forget the time she told me. Now, I could have that piece of cake before I had to take my bath, but I had to clean up after myself and not leave crumbs. And so I ate the piece of cake, but I didn't clean up my mess. And I'll never forget, about 5 years old, naked as a jaybird, getting ready to step into the tub, and in comes Mom from the kitchen to give me a spanking that I remember to this day, because, believe it or not, she loved me. If she hadn't loved me, she wouldn't have cared. And had she not cared, my life would have been far more empty. We each of us have mothers who care for us. Next month, we will celebrate Father's Day. And I will say, or someone will say, in their sermon, that we have in our earthly fathers a wonderful manifestation of God the Father. And that's true. But we have also in our mothers a marvelous, wonderful manifestation and example of God's love. The love of God, the love of the Good Shepherd, for us to see, experience, and celebrate. Give thanks to God today for your mother. Be she here sitting in this sanctuary. Be she sitting in a sanctuary somewhere else in this land. Be she in glory with God. Give thanks to God for the love and the care and the concern, the nurturing presence of God in our mothers. And let us take that love out those doors to a hurting world that needs to hear of the love of the Good Shepherd who would lay down his life for us all. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.